Is it really safe to do that? No, seriously, I'm talking about in terms of like the blood pressure, additional strain, and so on. It doesn't like.
Oh, you sound like my wife now. She says, you're going to have a close show for this year. I'm not dominating with you on the same show.
I mean, it is a tremendous strength.
It's ridiculous. It takes no strength at all. It's because, as I say, over 60 years of experience. And it just goes.
You're certainly all red in the face. You certainly don't get much of a chance to catch your breath.
You get red in the face because you're holding your breath.
Exactly.
But I can hold my breath for a minute.
Okay.
Listen,
I shouldn't argue with a guy who climbs mountains every morning.
Right. You're absolutely right, buddy. You're always right.
Tough man.
But the red in the face, that's a natural thing. Here, I'll hold my breath.
No, it's okay.
So the High Commissioner.
What?
No, I was for his poker or I was...
Poker or.
Okay. I didn't know where there was a mission.
So all of you listeners, we now have a beautiful morning. Morning has broken. Okay. Dafkuf Lamed Dalet. We're up to Lo Shachak Mirav Shabbat. So, if you didn't get a chance to do the grinding of the Komon before Shabbos, so then it's best to do it with a shinoi and to chew it. Tanurava, devarim she'ino osim lemila b'Shabbat, osim la b'yom tov. Those things that you're not allowed to do in our Mishnah when it comes to Shabbat can be done on Yom Tov. Therefore, shohakim la Komon, you can grind the Komon normally, and you could also mix the Yayin Veshemen, which we're not usually Torev, on Shabbos. Omerle Abayel Rav Yosef. No, because it's similar. We'll see. We're going to zero in on exactly what the issue is. Because there certainly is a Gzeira of Refuah on Yatav, just like on Shabbos. Because we don't view Shechika Samamonim as something that we do look up to the Yantas. So how exactly does this work? Well, Malaya Bayala Rav Yosef, let me ask you something. Apparently what you're saying is like this. Since if I'm cooking on Yantas, I would be allowed to grind up cumin for the food, so therefore I can grind it up already now for the mat. That's what you're saying. As we're not going to be geyser something which is mutter to do, I mean, it was hutra l'tzaira. Okay, so once it's hutra l'tzaira, so then already it's not going to be nesar as using it for a food. Now, I must clarify that unless we recognize a very important yesod, that this entire sugya is not going to work. And that yesod is this. Even though there's an isser of utilizing refuah because of the gzera of shrikat samamanim, nowhere does it say there's an isser of preparing something which would be a refuah if it isn't actually shrikat samaman. In other words, if lamaisa, the refuah per se, would be mutter, then there's no reason not to prepare the refuah unless you're be'etzem doing something which is shrikat samamanim mamash. But we don't find a gezeira mishum shrikat samamonim of making the refuah, only of using the refuah. So therefore we're saying like this. If be'etzem, you're allowed to use the refuah, right? So then the making of the refuah is certainly not a problem, because over here on Yantav, you're allowed to grind spices in order of using your food. So that's not a problem, and I assume that's what you're saying. But if that's the case, you could say exactly the same language on Shabbos Gufa, and you would be allowed to be just like on Yantav, the Komon is Chazi L'Kedera, the Yayin V'Shemen is also, should be able to be mixed on Shabbos because it's Roi for Chola. The Tanya ain't torfin yayin v'shemen l'chole b'Shabbat. You're not allowed to mix it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar quotes Rabbi Meir as saying, af torfin yayin v'shemen. You actually can mix yayin v'shemen. because there's no shkikat samamanim that's being done for it. And as far as a drink is concerned, it's mutter to drink. It's not considered to be mikzei mamish as a rufua. And Om Reb Shem ben Alazim, this is now an aside. Pa'amachat chosh Rabbi Meir ben Meir. It happened that once Rabbi Meir had some stomach pain. Ubikashon litrof lo yayin v'shemen. Lo yinachem. He didn't allow us to do it. We wanted to make him up. He would drink this, and he would feel better. But it's certainly not that it's a refuah. So Amar Nulo Dvarechid Yivatlu B'chayecha. What? In your own lifetime, you're going to be mevatel your own words. Amar Lano, and he said to us like this. Afal Pish, Ani Omer Kach, V'chaveray Omrin Kach. Even though I stand my ground against my chaverim, never had the chutzpah. Even though I held I'm right, and if somebody would ask me, I would paskin like that for them. But personally, I will not go against the words of my chaveri. Fine. So in other words, on himself he has a machmer. Okay. Who knew the machmer on Afshin? Avlakule Amashari was matter for everybody else. In which case, why is it that we can't mix it? Since the mixing itself is not an isser, and he holds that it's roy to use. So what's the problem? So now you should, obviously that's for drinking, okay, but once I'm allowed to make it for a drink, and I'm allowed to apply it because the meal is a sakana, so what's the point of making a shinui? Let me make it as a drink for someone who doesn't feel good. And it says the Gemara, because hatam lo ba'elicha, when it comes to applying it topically, it needs to be extremely well mixed. To mix yayin and shemen, which are really not mixable, except with a lot of, what you need to do is you need to use a mixer and with a lot of a beater to break it into little tiny drops, and therefore it's, so to speak, mixed, looks mixed. And that already you can't do on Shabbos. That's really similar to, first of all, Tzirka, similar mamish to Shmika. And therefore you can't do it. Okay, he said to the Gemara, even if not. So, but at least do it without mixing it so well. But I mean, it doesn't have to be put on separately. The Mishnah says put on separately the Shemen, separately the Yayim. Why separately? I'll mix it, I just won't mix it the way it needs to be mixed. Says the word that's what do you think the Mishnah means? I'm not telling you nothing. Zebatz, no, Zebatz doesn't mean separate application. It means put on a mixture of Yain and Shemen, which, since it doesn't mix well, it's basically putting on each one separately. That's exactly the point. Okay, but if we don't make this chilek about Asiyas Samamonia and utilizing the food, then the sugya is absolutely crazy. What do you mean? It's also because of refuah. That was the point. So they said you're supposed to do a refuah with a shinui. So I'm making refuah, and then you have to with a shinui. What are you asking me? So clearly there's no Easter in the Asiya per se. Tana Rabban. Ein misananim et achardal be misananet shalom, ve'ein matkin anto b'gachelet. So what they would do would be, if you have an all, you have a chardal mixture. You have mustard. Sometimes you like to have mustard that you utilize as a salad dressing, right? So then you need fine mustard. Sometimes you use mustard, you put it on a hot dog sandwich, so then you use a thicker mustard. That's not really called bayer, because it's just that it's all royal lachim, but it's a question of how I want to apply it. So you have your applicator bottle that can apply from one end the liquid chardal, and on the other end the thicker chardal. Based on the size of the hole. Yeah? Fine. So now, nonetheless, says the Gemara, you can't use a misanenet to do this, even though it's not really clear, as Tesis explains, because the whole thing is royal lachim anyway. Well, misanenet is really a strainer, but I'm using a dugma of an applicator, because either use one end or use the other end. Right? Same idea. Furthermore, what they used to do to get a barbecue taste, we also sell barbecue mustard, right? I got barbecue mustard too. Take a coal from the barbecue, and they would put it into the mustard, and then it would go out in the mustard, and it would give a taste. You can't do that. You can't give it that taste with a burning coal. Why is it that it's mutter to do lo in misamin etchakarda? How come you're allowed to use a mustard sifter for an egg and not for mustard? Omalei because the other lo mixi kibora. It's also mixi kibora. It's not really similar. It's true that there's no real bayra. The truth is, when you pour an egg into a misanenet of chardal, the entire egg comes out. It just gets a taste, but the whole egg comes out the other side. The egg is liquid. None of the egg is held in the misanenet. The mela doesn't look like borer. But if you put in the chardal, since you're interested in using either the thinner chardal, the thicker chardal, so it looks like it's borer. There was people on it's actually unbunim. It's a pool of borer. So the mela we don't allow it. Okay. Then you say, "Aim imatkinato begachelet." Why is that? Tanya imatkinato begachelet says beferish, you are allowed to be mematik begachelet. So how do you explain that contradiction? Lakasher kan begachelet shel matechet kan begachelet shel eitz. The same way nowadays we have these fake fireplaces where they use those permanent coals, you know, with the gas barbecue, you know. They also had a gachelet shel matechet. Okay, a gachelet shel matechet is not really kibui. There's no problem of kibui. Some ask, why isn't it considered to be tempering? Because we saw before by metal, that if you put out metal, that's called tempering the metal. And that's also an isser. But lamaisa, the Rishonim say it's not shaykh to temper metal except in water. You can't put it into another material, have it cool off in chardal, and say that that's called now mitzare. It isn't.
Just getting it hot is not enough.
Yeah, well, we're talking about young yontif here. I mean, what's the, there's no real problem. So, okay.
There's a tempering. It needs a second process, not just the heat.
Yeah, no, of course it needs sudden. The point is, the sudden cooling crystallizes the molecules in a way that gives it its strength. If you don't have that sudden cooling in a liquid, then you don't push the molecules into a particular shape. So the metals are essentially frozen liquids. So when you heat it, and then you suddenly cool it, you create a particular structure in the molecule that gives it that strength. Now, so that explains the difference. And we should be happy with that. I'm not happy with that. I understand. Am I allowed to make a barbecue? Can I take a piece of meat and put it directly on the coals if I want to? Yes, why not? I'm not putting out the coals. So what's the nafka mina? I put the coal into the mustard, or I put the meat on the coals. There's no difference, except for one very simple thing. The mustard you could prepare yesterday, and the meat you can't prepare yesterday. It doesn't taste as good. And therefore, things that can be done on Yantif by Erev Yantif, we're not mad to you to do on Yantif. So, ha'atam lo efshar, and ha'acha efshar. Omar le Abaye le Rabbi Yossi, ma'u le gabein. How about making cheese on Yantif? Omar le Yassur, no, can't make cheese. So yes, and I'm Aishna Milisha. So how come I'm allowed to make a dough to bake into bread on Yantif? Omale hatam lo efshar. If you're going to make your dough yesterday, by the time Yantif comes along, it's going to be no good. The bread won't taste as good. So therefore, you couldn't have done it yesterday. It's lo efshar. Mashen came over here. You can make your cheese yesterday. What do you have to make a dafka on Yantif? I said Abaye to him, but isn't it true that the Nahargoi said that Divina Bat Yuma Ma'alia, that cheese made on that very day is very good? Ay, you innocent. It's saying, I feel green about Yom Ma'alya. Even if it's fresh cheese, with no, you think, big deal, that's a cheese. What is, that's one of these modern cheeses. I want a nice 6-month-old cheese. It's also good. But certainly not saying that you should have a better cheese by making it today. So therefore, you make the cheese, make it a month ago. What do you have to make it on Yom Kippur? So we're not matir legabein. Omar Abaye. Omar li ein. My mommy always told me, remember that Abaye's mommy was not his mommy, it was his nanny. So Abaye's nanny told him, Hai chaluk dienuka. If you are making now the bandage for a mila of an infant, what you have to do is like this, Lupanya la sitra la eva. You want to make sure that the part of the material that may have little strings still coming out of it is flipped over so that it's facing away from the skin, because you don't want the wound to heal with any strings of material in it, because then when you pull the bandage off, you're likely to do him some damage, and therefore you have to be very careful about that. And actually, ime de Abaye of the kistata lepalga, what she used to do, she used to care for infants, which she cared for Abaye. So what she would do is when they brought her a newly mauled child, she would make actually an insert for the bandage that didn't have any edge on it. She knitted this specially. She would use that as a lining for the bandage, and that way there was no danger of having any strands caught in the wound. Of course, today it's careful. They don't use gauze anymore because of that. They have a nylon, not nylon, but it's a it's a breathable kind of plastic kind of thing, but it's a non-stick thing. If you do not have a properly made bandage, then the thing to do is use a cloth that has that edge, in other words, down at the bottom, because you need to attach the cloth well. And if it's just a loose cloth, it's not going to hold properly. Mashenkin, if you're down by the edge of the cloth, there always is that thicker piece down at the edge, which has been folded over, so that you don't have pieces coming out of that. V'lichrechei l'shivta l'tatoi. So now that part, which is tied, it could get tight, that should be tied towards the bottom of the penis, and then ayif le'leilois, flip over the tip of the, where there is loose material that you've cut on the cloth, flip that over so that it's facing outside. And that way, the wound is not exposed, the biflal, to any type of strands of material. The Omar Abaye, other thing, oops, sorry, I skipped. Oh, no, I didn't. The Omar Abaye, Omar Li A, my mommy always told me, that Hai Enuka de lo yadiyam bafakte, if you have a child whose anus is covered by skin still, you can't quite make out where it is that he's supposed to be evacuating from, Lishaife mishka, rub him with oil in the area. Lukmi lahade yuma, hold him up to the light. And all, because all that's happened is you've got this thin membrane that's covering over the anus. Vehecha the zig, where you see that the skin is clear. Likari bisa'arta shtiva erev. Use a se'ora, a grain of the se'ora, to cut through the thin skin that may be left there. And one direction and the opposite direction, it's like an X. But don't use metal. Metal causes swelling. Another thing that my mommy told me was that if you've got a child that isn't sucking properly, make udikar pume. His lips are chilled. So maita kante. Light a kasa gumre. What you should do is you take a cup, fill it up with coal, belinkete lelahade pume, hold it close to his mouth, the chayim pume, that way it will warm his lips, umayitz, and he'll get to moving them. Yom Rabbi Yom Liyem, another thing my mommy told me was, that hayinuka de lo minashte, if you've got a child that is not breathing deeply, So some say that it's not that you're not getting a firm pulse on him. You can't make out his pulse as a weak pulse. So limfefe binafuta, again, depending on what exactly lomanashte means, because later on we'll have the loma ave, which is more mashna, that isn't breathing deeply. So whatever his condition is, we'll have to understand the limfefe binafuta manashte. So if this is it means to utilize basically a bellows to get him air. I mean, this could be, of course, a intensive care room, or put him on a respirator. Could mean literally to inflate his lungs, put it up to his head. But if it just means basically that's what they do. That's actually what they do. They force air in with a napata. Or lymphatic napata can mean keep a fan on him. Again, depending on how we understand the condition, umenashte, and that way you'll, whatever it is, again, like what Rashi says, you'll get a stronger pulse. Yeah, apparently she was. That's what Trebet, she used to, they would bring her children and she would do this. That's why it says she would make chaluk, the yanuka. The Yom Rabbi, it's interesting that there are indeed two shitas about artificial respiration. There's one, the accepted shita is that to actually force air in under pressure, which is very, very traumatic. And it's a constant jerk, push. It's very painful and disturbing. The other approach, which has not been accepted, but which has very good medical basis, is to simply lower a tube into the lungs, don't inflate the lungs, and just keep oxygen running through. And that way it's basically like a fish. Because you don't have any in and out, but you have a constant exchange of gases. That seems to work just as well, but they don't like it in hospitals. The Omer Abayi, so again, that would be the two lashenis of the infirma nafuta. In other words, either to actually use a bellow, or to just have air blowing over. The Omer Abayi, Omer Liyen, Hai Yinuka de Loma Ave, so over here, that's why we have to change the pshat before into pulse, because Ma'ave Lechara means that he's able to cry, able to breathe deeply. So Lite Silta de Ime Velishukevu Ma'ave. You should take the placenta and rub it over him, and that will get him breathing. Rabbi Amrali Aim, my mommy used to tell me that Hai Yinuka de Kati, if the child is not properly, doesn't seem to be properly thick, there's not enough water in his system, and he just seems to be very tsanum, he's very, very thin, very dried out. So should bring the placenta and rub it over him from the smaller end to the larger end. The olim, if on the other hand he's swollen, seems to be retaining water. So then the other way around, then rub it mi'uma lakutna from the thicker end of the placenta to the thinner end. If you have a child who is very red, this is a sign that his blood is not properly circulating, and it's still too much on the surface. Do not give him a brit milah until his color turns normal, and only then limalua. The Tanya, there is actually a Maisa Shoya, which is brought in the bright Amar of Natan. I was once in an area where they didn't have much opportunities to speak to Paiskim and so on. I came to this island. I think here, where was it? Bora Bora? And it's one of Richie's neighborhoods. But Ishalafanai, this woman comes to me who had a tragedy in her home in which she had Mola b'narishon v'meit, sheni v'meit. She had a history of problems in Mila, that the infants would die. So she had a third child that she had given birth to before the Mila. She came to me to ask me what I held, whether she should be Mal, what should she do. Anyway, they brought him to me. And I saw that he was very red, which was unusual. Martila, so I set around Tinilo, Achivalabo Domo. wait until his color turns normal, and that will be a sign that his Dom is now circulating properly, and then he'll be okay. No, the other direction. We'll see that case also came down. In Tina lo achniv lavodamo, and indeed she waited. Umalaoto v'chaya. This time she was malim, and he lived. And guess what they called him? They called him Natan HaBavli. Not just Natan. Called him Natan HaBavli. That was really al shmi, and you better know that was a minor. But there was also another miser where the opposite happened, as our president has just suggested. But shuv pam achat halachti l'medina kapotkia. Now this, of course, is the what?
You give the name of the prince. How are they say the word? And so well after the prince.
Okay. I think it could be that there were breathing problems right away. This Kapotkia, this is actually a place in Barnea's neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes.
Were you there?
Hot air ballooning.
You went hot air ballooning in Kapotkia. Isn't that something? That's something that Nosna Bavling never thought of. I guarantee you. What do they call it nowadays?
Cappadocia.
But that's just the province. It's a part of Turkey.
Yeah, it's a part of Turkey. Yep.
Cappadocia. Okay. Ubati Shalafanai. Now here a woman came, and she had the opposite problem. She had been Mala Benari Shanva made, Sheniva made. And Shalishia Viatonafanai, she brings her third child to me. Raitiv Shuyaro. And I saw that he was yellow. So here is the the Billy Rubin problem. So he tzatzibo v'loreitibo dam brit. I took a close look at him and I saw that if they would be malim, they wouldn't get any real blood out of the milim, which is another problem. As Rashi explains, what's the pshat v'loreitibo dam brit? I mean, if there's a problem, you don't need to examine bedavka, but they get a dam brit. It's Rashi's because there's two issues here. One issue was the question of how well he was. Is he a bori or not? And, or was this perhaps the problem that caused him to die by doing the mila too early? But the other problem is, says Rashi from here, that if you're going to do a mila and not get blood, then it's going to be chaser and gam at the dam briteich, because there's no dam briteich. So, I mean, the question is where this comes from, because all of the, it's interesting, I mean, it's a major sugya is about places where there's a chashash of someone who's noil and mole, the need for a tofas dan bris, the pashas is a chashash of orla kfusha in the Gemara. We're afraid that there's really an orla there, but that it's so tight up against the actual hatara, that you can't tell the difference between a foreskin and the actual flesh of the Atarah. So therefore we do the Hatafat Dam Brit. From Rashi, it's Mashpa, there's an Inyan of Dam Brit. Minei Ubei, not because of a Chashash of Orla, because we're going to cut the Orla over here. But he says there'll be a Chisor, because we won't have Dam Brit. It's not clear exactly, I mean, other than the Pasuk that Rashi brings for the Zachariah, that there's an Inyan, you know, Dam Brit Tehfer. Mitbosesit b'damayeth that we say, and so there's an issue of dam b'sof. But it turns out that there would be a major nafkamina halacha, because the question is, where do you get blood from if you're doing hatafat dam brit? In other words, does the blood have to come dafka from the atara? I mean, that's not what happens in a normal brit milah. So if it's the dam that would happen in a normal brit milah, it's not because of Shasha or Lakavusha, so it's not Kamina. It's not directly in the Torah. It's below the Torah, who cares? Wherever you would normally get bleeding in a Brit, you can get according to those who hold Shash of Kavusha, and you have to deal with it on the Torah itself, because maybe there's skin there that you separate. Whatever, anyway. So there are some Mayalim indeed that would do the Tafat Dam Brit from beneath the Torah. Beneath the altar. So anyway, I told her, you know what? He's yellow, wait. She waited until his color returned to normal. And they gave him a bris. He lived and everything was fine. There we go. That was Natan HaBavli the third. How soon? Deep breath there.
Look, the Heilige Commissioner.
Marchitzin et hakatan, bein lifnei hamila, bein leacher hamila, then wash the katan down with hot water, even though, we'll see later on, even though we're talking about water that was heated on Shabbat, mezalfin alav biyad, now this seems to be a contradiction, and then it says you can sprinkle this water by your hands, avalo bekli, but you can't really put him in a bathtub with this stuff, or you can't take the water in a kli and put it over him. I thought you said a minute ago you could be marchitz, and the Gemara is going to ask this as a contradiction. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, you can even be marchitz et hakatan biyom hashlishi shechal liyot b'shabbat, even on the third day from the Mila. Shenemar vahi biyom hashlishi beheyotam koabim, because we see that on the third day they were also in pain. Rashi learns, and the Ran learns, the Rif learn, that it, on the third day, that means the kosher came on the second day. So in other words, the idea of waiting until the third day, why Shimon Levi waited until the third day, says the Ran, is because it's a cumulative effect of the pain that it basically wears you down. So by the third day, it wasn't the pain that was the problem. It was the fact that now they were like really just worn out from the sense of the chusha, being in pain. If a guy has a headache for 3 days, he's also going to feel very shvach. So it's the length of time that they've been on the zantah, but vayi b'yom ha'shlishi dafka, that there's more tzar of the makkah b'yom ha'shlishi. From the Rambam it's mashba, indeed there's something special about the yom ha'shlishi, and that the yom ha'sheni is not a kal v'chomer. Okay, that's two very different approaches. And again, then when you read the Chumash, it sounds to you like it's saying that that's when the cave was. But most of the Shem learned even by Yom HaShlishi where they were still Koavim, and therefore by now are really in bad shape. They don't have any Cheshik to fight. So then they went ahead and got Sofek Vandroganus. If you have a child where you don't know his sex, or he's an androgynous, so he's both male and female, in mechal din lavet haShabbat, we're not sure, therefore, what his din is, we're not mechal haShabbos. Rav Yehuda matir b'androgynous, we'll see Rav Yehuda has a pasuk that tells me that the penis of an androgynous has a din of zakras and is chayev in mila. Says the Gemara, v'amrit reisha marchitzim. You are now contradicting yourself. You start off by saying marchitzim, which means b'derek machitza. And then you say, but you can only sprinkle the water on him with your hand. So Rav Yehuda v'rabba baravu adam hitavayu, the Mishnah is explaining itself. It's a ketzat term. You have to read it all as one statement. Marchitzim et hakatan ben lefamila ben lachamila. How? Ketzad, when we say marchitzin, what do we mean? We mean mezalfin alav biyad avalo bekli. So the Mishnah is saying two statements. And Rava, as is Rava's wont, we know he always does this, it's only very rarely that he gets caught on the short end of this katina, says Rava, well, that ain't what it says. It says marchitzin. You know perfectly well the word marchitzin means to wash off normally, not mezalfin. So why would we write a Mishnah Marchitzin and then say, but I don't really mean Marchitzin? And so then just write Mezalfin, Bayad, Mayim Alakotin, Benefemila Benachamila. That can't be a Pshat. Therefore I say Pshat is like this. Hochita. Marchitzim Atakatan Benefemila Benachamila, completely normally, without any Shinuyim. But that's only Beyom Rishon, Gedarko. Normally. Then you're supposed to understand, because of the response of Elazar ben Azariah, you're supposed to understand that this is Dafka at the time of the Mila, the same day that you did the Mila. 3 days later, it's now Shabbos. Can you do it? No. But Biyom HaShlishi, even on the third day, you could still be Mezalfin Alav Biyad. But there you have to be careful already, avalobically, to which Rav Elazar ben Azariah responds, no, that's not true. You could be marchitzin, again, kedarko, because that's what the word marchitzin means. Mm-hmm. You could be marchitzin at the katan, even by Yom HaShlishi, Shlishi, Shechal Yot HaShabbat. Shinema Vayi by Yom HaShlishi, Beheyotem Kohanim, which is basically, you see the approach of Rabbah, is basically the Rai of all the Rishonim, as the Ram talks out clearly. That is, I mean, the Rash talks out clearly, not here, but elsewhere, and it's brought in the Ram, that obviously the only way to understand the Gemara is that even Yom HaShlishi.
Rashi commissioned by Avraham Avinu says, Rashi's influence is not like Rama.
No. Rashi, the Ferris one is not like Rama.
Doesn't Rashi say he says Yom
HaShlishi? Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Because at that point, you're feeling the worst. You're feeling Shvachis.
He says
not like that.
He's saying things aloud, and he said, "Yoshi got muscle." That's because he was very tired.
He was also like just worn out. His whole body was.
Lad after that was
the cave was more. Yeah, right. So to that responds Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Even by Yom HaShlishi Shechaliot B'Shabbat, you could also be marked. Tainek Avasi to Rabbi, we learn a raya in a brisa like Rabbi. Exactly like Rava said. Mamish like Ruach HaKodesh. B'chavin exactly to the bride. U'bayom HaShlishi Shechaliot B'Shabbat. You can only be Mezaleif. To which in the bride, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responds, no, Marchitzi B'et HaKatan B'yom HaShlishi Shechaliot B'Shabbat. Except that here it's interesting. What he says is, Afal Pishein Raya L'Dover. You think it's a pretty good riot. No, there's an indication that I'm right from the words, but he continues the brayser. We'll see why it's only a zecher. When you do this sprinkling, you can't use any type of instrument to do this. Now, of course, that part is Atan Tanakam, and it's going back according to the Tanakam. By the way, asks the Gemara, okay, you're right, it's a riot to Rabbah. Well, how come it says over here it's not a riot? What's this Apo Pishem Raya L'Dover Zech L'Dover? No, because over there it's talking about mature adults. A gadol doesn't heal very quickly. An infant heals very quickly. So to bring a riot from a gadol to Kotin, it's not a riot, it's only a Zech. It could be a katan by the third day. It's completely back to normal. It's a gadol. It takes a long time to, you know, the older a person is, the longer it takes him to recover. So, this explains what's going on with Richie. Every trip takes him longer to recover. He must be getting older.
Must be. They do animal experience. So they consider the age of the animal too.
In what?
When they do animal, like on mice and experimentation, do they take into factor the age of the animal?
I've never seen anything. Mishum begoda lo salik bisrahaya. Katan salik be bisrahaya. A child, his wounds recover very rapidly. Who thought to the kami to Rava? There was this guy who came to Rava, lachal mice to ask. So Rava told him, look, my understanding of the Mishnah is that after the Mila on Shabbos, you can take a regular hot water bath or a regular hot water kli, and the business about Mizalfim is not on the first day. Ichlish Rava, Rava got sick. So Rava felt that the reason that he got sick was because he paskened him Lakula against the Shita of Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Bar Avuha, who said that the Mizalfin is a pirish of the Marchitzin. So he said, "Ash, Anna Baharita Gimna the Sabi, what do I got to stick my head in all the time and have my opinions? The heck with it. Just let him go, the Chumrah. Hamila Rabbanon the Rabbah. So Rabbanon said to Rabbah, I understand, but we found a Brisa like you, and it was Ruach HaKadosh. Everybody was so despoiled. It was amazing, your psak. So now, I mean, even there, you're tiny, you shouldn't have had an opinion again. I'll tell you. The truth is, something's very funny. Because, I mean, my whole taina was really that the word marchitzim doesn't make sense to use the word marchitzim and then say you mean zilof. Marchitzim means marchitzim.
Does it mean bathing?
Bathing. But the problem is that Masnissin is actually Kavasayu Deka. The truth is, but the Diak in the Mishnah is closer to their Pshat. Why? Because look, since Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, as if he's talking about a new issue, that means that we were never talking about the Yom HaShlishi until now. Because if I'm right, see, the way they're learning it makes very good sense. Tanakama was saying Bichlal, he was talking about the Din of Ziluf all along. Comes along now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I have a big Kiddush. My Kiddush is Marchitzim. Even the Yom HaShlishi, Kol Shekein, at the time of the wound. But Yom HaTanakama Marchitza, the way I'm learning, the Tanakama was also talking about Rechitza, right? Except that between the lines we understand that he was saying, but not by Yom HaShlishi. So what should Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should have said? He should have said, no, Av B'Shlishi. When he brings up this thing, Marchitz, as if he's saying something new. Oh, no, 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 I got to tell you. You can even be Marchitz. According to me, there's no even be Marchitz. The Tanakhama held you can also do it. Except he held not on Beyom HaShlishi. So, Iyam, the Tanakhama Marchitz, Beyom Mishon Kama. If you're going to learn the way I learned, that the Tanakhama was also made that you could do Rechitza. And all we were saying is that when it comes to Yom HaShlishi, there you have to limit yourself to Zilu. So what should Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have said? He shouldn't have said Marchitzin as if nobody else thought about the third day. He should have said, no, you should know Af Marchitzin. You could even be Marchitz. What are you saying? Marchitzin got to be Yom HaShlishi. So therefore, it's more mashba like them. That's why I figure I got sick because I wasn't properly makshir their psak. When Rabdimi came, he quoted Rabbi Elazar as saying that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and that we do full scale care of the Yom HaShlishi. Through the Yom HaShlishi. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, most of Rishonim shouldn't say for sure the Yom HaShlishi. So in Emunah, they said this over in Eretz Yisrael. They asked over there, what was the psak? Are we talking about washing the body, or are we talking about washing the wound? So, harchatzat kol gufo, or harchatzat milah? Omalu al mirabonet, so one of the Talmidim, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. So he said, we got to be talking about washing the child's entire body. Because I understand. What are you saying? That you're allowed to clean the wound? I mean, Rav said, b'chlal, on any maka that somebody has, that you're allowed to wash the wound out on Shabbos and put oil on it. And that's not considered to be an Isser. That's a Tzorach Stam of even Shembo Sakona. So certainly it's not going to be less than that. If there's a wound there, it's like any other wound. Forget about whether it's Mila and whether it's Biyotam Koavim and so on. It's just a wound. It's no different than any other wound. I'm asking for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, man, what's wrong with you? V'lo shane l'cha ben chamin shuchumu b'shabbat l'chamin shuchumu mi'erab shabbat. I understand what you're saying. Here we're talking about heating up the water for the child. You're talking about what? If you have hot water from Erev Shabbos, that you're allowed to wash a wound. Thank you very much. What does that have to do with this case, which is miyuchad l'gabe mila, where the water is heated on Shabbos? I mean, what's the common denominator here? Matkifla Rabdimi. Rabdimi said to him, why are you so sure that we're talking about hot water on Shabbos? Maybe we're talking about Chaimen Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos pleading. Maybe go for the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim is even using water from before Shabbos. Omer Abaye said, Abaye, boy, I was ready to answer him because I thought that was crazy. Unavoidationally, except Rabbi Yosef got there first, and he supported his own opinion where he had made fun of the comparison b'chlal of Rav's psak about a normal makah to Mila. But Rabbi Yosef got there first, and he said, "What do you mean? Mipnei shesakanahula." We're talking about, the whole point over here is that we're dealing with the need. The whole point is the question of the sakana. So you're telling me that no, actually this is a comfort issue. And the question is, you had water that was there from Erev Shabbos. Why? That for sure, but all along we were talking about sakana. And of course it's talking about water heated on Shabbos. Itmar nami, ki yosa rabbi amar abi avu, amar abi lozer, the subset was Amr Abu Amr Abu Yochanan, Halokak Rav Loza ben Azarya, Bein Becham in Shukmu B'Shabbos, Bein Becham in Shukmu B'Erev Shabbos, Bein HaChatzat Kogufo, Bein HaChatzat Mila, Mipnei Shesakana Yilo. Being as this child is still in a matzah of sikun, any type of tipur whatsoever, including the eating of the water, washing his entire body, is all considered to be mutter and mitzvah to do for him. That's what he was yelling about, obviously. What's the point? Rav was talking about Stam, a guy who has an uncomfortable cut. He wasn't talking about a person as a matzah of sakana. The machlokas over here was something else. Gufa, Amar Rav, Ein Monin Chamin B'Shemen Me'agami Makah B'Shabbat. When you said before, you quoted Rav, that in general, a person has an uncomfortable wound, there's no sakana. So then he's allowed, nonetheless, he's allowed to use chamin, shemen, onamaka. Shmuel lamaisa argues, and Shmuel says, noten chutz lamaka, v'shotet v'yored lamaka. Don't put it directly on the maka, and instead, you should allow it, put it outside of the maka, then it doesn't look like refuah on Shabbos. At least that's what we assume that this is all about. So that they're arguing about whether this is gezeira because of shrikat samimoni. If we allow you to do this, you may end up going to a pharmacy and grinding yourself up some poultice to put on the mark. Meisvei ein dotim shem vechamin agabe mo litain agabe maka b'shabbat. Here it says you can't put oil or hot water on a bandage to put on a maka. We thought that this was part of the shrikat samamani problem. Says the Gemara, that's nothing to do with shrikat samamani. It's not because of refuah, it's because of shchita. You're going to use a bandage with liquid in it, shemen and yayin, and you squeeze it up against the skin. Some of the liquid's going to be forced out. You're going to be over on shchita. That has nothing to do with refuah. That doesn't mean you couldn't put the water or the oil and the wine directly. That's something else. So how does Mishum Zuktashma? Ain no din chana v'shem and agabe mosh agabe maka v'shabbos. Here it says even if there's already a bandage on the maka, you can't pour wine or oil on the bandage so that it should seep through and go onto the maka. I think it's more reasonable to say it's because there's three cuts out of money. Because the bandage you're not going to be handling. Says the Gemara, even so, hata mishum schita. It's the same thing. We don't want you getting material filled with a liquid, even though you're not going to need to apply it. Once you're dealing with material, we're worried about schita. Tanya kavatsi Shmuel. Nonetheless, we do have a braita that says not to put oil and wine directly on a maka. In notim chamin b'shemen agabi maka b'shabbat. You can put it on your skin. If it also comes to the maka, that's fine.
Turn it over. The second case of the mok, there's no problem with the mok. No, you're not using the mok to get
it. No, it's not
the first case of mok, trying to use the mok, you're squeezing the mok to get it under the cut. Here, it's you. You hear them?
Yeah, I was trying to answer you. That's an old problem. There's no real issur over here. But however, we find Bechlal that we were very makbid on the question of shechita on materials because of the way that it's very easy to come with day sleeper. So people would use towels, get towels very wet, and squeeze out a towel. That would be real sleeper. So remember, we were machmeron, so that was the Gemara. What you're saying is the Gemara's Abamina. So it's again really sleeper. I don't run out, I want a rabba. It's going directly onto the marker. FLP, take my marker. Tony Rabbana. Notnin agabe maka moch yavesh, usfog yavesh. You can take a piece of material or a sponge, as long as it's dry, and put it on a marker. There's no issur of bandaging a marker.
And wipes,
wipes are a big problem. There's a whole issue with the wipes of summer matir because the wipes are throwaway, basically. So the whole thing is meant to be one thing. It's not that there's a thing that I'm separating out. I just use it to throw it away. But okay, I mean, some hold of such a kiddush. Some don't hold of such a kiddush. A lot of people are very mocking.
Is it real steep?
It could be. I mean, before that, they poured oil. Understand, how did you raise your babies? You never, that's exactly. So what you're asking before that, you lived before that, no? How did we raise our kids? You took the same thing that everybody took, baby oil. You poured baby oil on the skin, and then you cleaned off the baby oil, not that you put the baby oil on something and rub the baby. That was the norm on Shabbos. Okay, the wipes changed everything. The truth is, originally, I don't know if you remember this, but originally the first wipes that came out were oil. Johnson & Johnson came out with an oil wipe, baby oil in a wipe, not what they have now, that's really liquid. So there it makes it sad, it's oil, it's not the derech mosquito on oil. Even though, of course, this Gemara talks about shemen v'yayin.
Maybe the material?
Yes, that's what they say, it's not really a separate thing that's meant to be. You use the whole thing and throw it out. It's not their excuse of it. But a lot of people are very mocking not to use wipes. Sure. It's a shvacha hetter. Tana Rabbana. Notnin agabei hamaka moch yavesh usfog yavesh. You could dry it. Use a dry bandage. Use a dry sponge. Avalo gumi yavesh. Avalo ketitin yavesh. But you cannot use gumi. So there's... For some reason, you can't use like a reed, and you can't use cloths. Instead, a moch is a cloth. Gosh, tita not tita. I mean, what? Could you use it? What are you trying to do? Fool us over here. First, you use a moch, but you can't use a katit. Tell me, please. What's the difference between a moch and a katit? It's a different way of saying the same thing. Torn piece of cloth, a little piece of cloth that's cut into pieces. It's katit. What do you use katit for? As a moch. So, well, what are you saying? Lokasha. Point is, it depends. When you're talking about a moch yavesh, which is a ketitim, there's a difference between a fresh cloth that has never been used before and an older piece of cloth, which is all more like a cotton ball kind of thing. A fresh cloth actually is a refuah. It's not just preventing dirt from getting into the makah. There's something on the cloth itself that acts as an actual antiseptic, as long as it hasn't been used and washed out already. But if it's new, then it actually is a refuah, and therefore we answer it. So Amrabaya Shumani no Hani Ketitin Masa. We see from here that ketitin, fresh cloth, actually has a salutary effect on the wound, and Mamela we answer it because of refuah. Masha ain't a normal bandage of moch, which is already washed out, has been used before, and so on. That just keeps the maka clean. There's certainly no issa in keeping a maka clean. But you wouldn't want to use a bandage, let's say, I haven't seen them recently, but they used to sell bandages with built-in antiseptics. You know, I don't know if they do anymore. But that type of thing, you can't use, because that's not only a bandage. It's also a refuah. Lovely. Things are getting clearer by the minute.
I asked a little about the Shiva Moshe that's out.
Oh, I'm sorry.